Because she's my daughter.
Yeah, we do have a lot of interest, but she were totally different, and she and her brother are totally different. And I think that was one of the big things that you're not really... you don't assume that two children so close together in age, there's only a year between them, can be so different.
Mm. Growing up in the same house.
Like. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like... I was just saying to my mum yesterday, we'd met my mum and my aunt for coffee in town, and Sarah's there, and I said, Sarah was coming home, and she...
she's at university.
She's over in England, yeah.
Oh,
she's at Preston, she's doing journalism there. She has taken a career break. She is civil servant. She's in the cabinet office in London.
Uh-huh, great.
And she just thought, I need to get away from my desk. I've been, so...
Good on her.
So she's got a sabbatical to do 3 years, and she's done two.
Fantastic.
So another year. But she's come home and she says, Mum, I don't have enough money to get the coach up from Dublin.
Oh,
and I said, that's all right, we'll have a chance. But kind of not all the time, but she would be kind of like that. You know, she runs herself down to the last penny, whereas her brother has saved from years, and those savings have grown, and he's in tax-free savings and everything, and, Sarah never had... there's more important things to do. But so our dad had to run down to Great Victoria Street and buy a ticket for the bus, and tell the man. And we were telling, my mum was calling herself Lavish, and the bus inspector was running down. She couldn't get on the bus. Is that the girl? Her daddy paid the money. So I said to Mum, how is that that they're both in the same house? And they were both always encouraged when they got any pocket money or anything
to do the same thing with
it.
I suppose she probably found that herself.